Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
How is it possible for a person to be worthy enough to baptize another soul? John the Baptist baptized Jesus, and no one here tonight, I believe, would argue that John was any more worthy than Christ. It was just the opposite. Jesus was more worthy, obviously, than our Lord. And then how was John able to baptize Christ? Paul realized that the person administering baptism is not the important individual. Who's important in the context of baptism? God places the emphasis upon the person being baptized as well as the proper purpose and method in the baptism. Take into consideration, as way of illustration, Alexander Campbell. Whenever he came to understand the truth in regard to what God requires for an individual to have their sins forgiven, he understood that baptism is essential for salvation. When he studied that through, he also sat with a Baptist preacher and tried to explain that to the Baptist preacher. And the Baptist preacher, though, did not understand that. In fact, the Baptist preacher continued to, in a contentious way, argue with Alexander Campbell that he did not need to be baptized for the forgiveness of sin. Why? Because according to what he believed, according to the Baptist and Calvinistic doctrine, he was already saved in the sight of God. However, Alexander Campbell told him, I want you to baptize me, and whenever you baptize me, I want you to immerse me, to put me fully under the water, and I want to be baptized with these words said, for the remission of sin, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he was baptized by that individual with that understanding and according to the standards that are spelled out in the New Testament Scripture. Was that Baptist preacher worthy or unworthy to baptize Paul? Again, the emphasis was not upon the individual doing the baptizing, but rather upon Alexander Campbell. I said Paul a minute ago, didn't I? Upon Alexander Campbell as he was being baptized. So any of us can administer baptism under those circumstances where that we might have that opportunity to assist in baptism. In the context of the church, I believe that it is essential, it would be wise, if men are to administer baptism whenever a male is present. Why? Because the woman is not to usurp the authority of the male. And the man is to take the leadership role or position in the church. And therefore, I believe that God sets that standard for us to look at versus whether to consider somebody worthy or unworthy in regard to baptizing someone.